Sunny Coast News.
Hey there, Erin Rohn with the COVID-19 facts first. There are now more than 3,000 cases of coronavirus in Australia. Victoria has added another 54 cases overnight, while there's been another 186 in New South Wales. It comes as the National Cabinet meets today to discuss the next steps in combating the pandemic. The death toll here stands at 13 following the death of a Perth man. Meantime, there's fresh calls for more consistency when it comes to coronavirus messaging. Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles says it's a difficult situation, but Aussies want clear advice.
You know, we saw an announcement in relation to hairdressing as an example. That changes literally 24 hours later. There has to be one clear, consistent message based on idea of doing everything we possibly can do right now.
On Nine there, the situation in the US has gone from bad to worse. The States has now overtaken China as the country with the highest number of confirmed COVID-19 cases, with more than 81,000 people infected. 1,000 people have also died there. And a couple has celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary in isolation. Jeff and Dulcie King from Adelaide stood at their retirement village door as family read out letters from the Queen and PM from a safe distance. The lovebirds telling Seven the secret to a long-lasting marriage.
Take the good with the bad and ride the waves. That's what I believe in. And don't make things too seriously. And the most important thing is that big cuddle and a kiss to make it up.
For cricket in Australia has largely avoided the coronavirus chaos that's engulfing the footy codes right now. Aussie coach Justin Langer says after a hectic 18 months of cricket, the players will be grateful for the downtime at the moment.
We can still work in one degree or another from home. If we can use it as effectively as possible to give guys a good physical and mental break, that's very important.
The AFL and NRL have both suspended their seasons. And get more news and sport when it suits you. Download our app now.